I'm at St Pancras Station. I'm going to read about half a page from a brilliant book by Jaron Lanier called You Are Not a Gadget. It's a really enjoyable book from a couple of years ago. It's awkward, the prose is a bit leaden and sometimes dry, and some of what he says annoys me. He's got a prejudice against what he calls so-called open culture and so on, but much of it is marvelous, and especially the way it reminds us that we're in charge and not the technology, that or everything that we've built in the internet era has been because of our choices, and that we can undo what we've done just as easily as we can do it. So here's a few paragraphs. One service performed by representative democracy is low-pass filtering, which is like turning up the bass and turning down the treble. Imagine the jittery shifts that would take place if a wiki were put in charge of writing laws. It's a terrifying thing to consider. Super-energized people would be struggling to shift the wording of the tax code on a frantic, never-ending basis. The internet would be swamped. Such chaos can be avoided in the same way it already is, albeit imperfectly, by the slower processes of elections and court proceedings. These are like bass waves. The calming effect of orderly democracy achieves more than just the smoothing out of peripatetic struggles for consensus. It also reduces the potential for the collective to suddenly jump into an overexcited state when too many rapid changes coincide in such a way that they don't cancel one another out. For instance, stock markets might adopt automatic trading shutoffs, which are triggered by overly abrupt shifts in price or trading volume. Wikipedia had to slap a crude low-pass filter on the jitteriest entries, such as President George W. Bush. There's now a limit to how often a particular person can remove someone else's text fragments. I suspect that these kinds of adjustments will eventually evolve into an approximate mirror of democracy, as it was before the internet arrived.